This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What's trending?
Welcome back. Lunchtime. Jay Binkley, Logan Weber. Drew Nixon producing the operation. Cody and Gold back on Monday. As far as what's trending, it's what you guys like to do. It's Mother's Day weekend. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
That's right. Happy Mother's Day. Absolutely. Happy birthday, Mom. Happy birthday to my mother-in-law, Bobby. I'm not sure she's listening. She's a school teacher, so I'm sure she's busy wrangling kids all day.
But you got a couple gifts to give then.
I do, yeah. So, but we've already got one set to go. I mentioned earlier in the show, my wife and I are going to take my mother-in-law and my father-in-law, my brother and sister-in-law, my niece and nephew. We're going to the Royals game on Sunday. Watch them take on the Red Sox.
It'll be fun.
It's going to be a good one. It's going to be fun. I haven't been to a game at Kauffman probably in 5 years, I would say. Since before I moved to Springfield. Is how long it's been since I've been to the Cave, so I'm looking forward to it. No, probably not. Probably find something nice to eat.
Yeah, we're not going to Waffle House, Bink, not Taco Bell. You know, you're going somewhere nice.
You're
going
to be at NASCAR, the Advent Health 400 on Sunday, Drew.
Yeah, my mom is not. She does not live in Kansas City, so I'll be sending my well wishes as well as her birthday. Also, ironically, is not the same day. Her birthday is next week, though.
Same difference.
So,
isn't that just the worst?
Similar boat as you, Logan, with your mother-in-law. Mother or mother-in-law?
My mother-in-law.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Royals, though, red hot at this point. Won a season-high 6 straight games, 9 of the last 10. Major League best 15-2 since April 20th. The Royals on a roll. They keep shutting teams out. That's pretty cool, the shutouts you see, because we're not used to seeing that. They should have actually 7 now. In the last 13 games instead of 6, but let that ninth inning get away and have the White Sox actually get a run.
Man, they're doing everything right now. The bullpen is outstanding. The starting pitching has had complete command of itself, and the hitting is doing its job. So far in the month of May, Royals pitching has a 1.67 ERA, and the lineup is hitting up over 300.
Denny's hitting 343 last 8 games, 12 hits in those 8 games.
The boys are rolling. He's up over 215 now on the year after he was hitting 170 a week ago, for that matter. Michael Massey's up over 200. Bobby Witt and Mikel Garcia are both hitting above 320. Both of those guys are in the top 10 of Major League Baseball in batting average at the moment. Boys are on a hot streak. Now they got the Red Sox coming to town. I'm looking forward to tomorrow's matchup. I know I'm going to the game on Sunday, but tomorrow's pitching matchup is so intriguing. Cole Reagans matching up against Garrett Crochet. That one is going to be must-see TV.
I don't know if you're on with Fern for the take two, the bets.
Mm.
The Cole Reagans strikeout's a very alluring one.
And it always will be. That man can generate Ks.
But it was another shutout for the Royals. In the last 40 years, just the fourth team in the American League to have at least 6 within a 13-game span.
That's
crazy,
pretty impressive.
The Kansas City Royals.
That's pretty impressive. What else is trending? We got a couple of game threes in the NBA tonight at 6:30 over on ESPN. Cavs, Pacers.
Let's go, Pacers.
Indiana. Woo! surprising everybody by winning the first two games of this series against the 64-win Cavs team. Indiana at home now. They're in the friendly confines of Gainbridge Fieldhouse.
That's right.
With an opportunity to go up 3-0, which would be the proverbial nail in the coffin for one of the proverbial favorites to win the NBA Finals, that being the Cleveland Cavaliers. Tyrese Halliburton, a couple weeks ago, they came out with an article, said he was the most overrated player in the NBA. Well, he has shut up a lot of people.
Voted on by players,
voted on
you.
By the players. And he has been outstanding in the first two games of this series. Got in a little bit of trouble. He got warned about the dance he did in game two. Of course, his dad's been suspended from going to the games, but that's not stopping him from hooping right now. And then game three, Western Conference semis, you got Thunder Nuggets. Thunder, after a dismal performance in game one, come back and beat the Nuggets by almost 50 in game two. Yeah. Nikola Jokic is trying to play center. He's trying to be the team's leading scorer, rebounder, and passer. He's also seemingly coaching the team right now after reports say he may have had a role in getting Mike Malone fired. He's trying to figure things out. The Nuggets are trying to figure it out, but I think the Thunder take care of business tonight. At Ball Arena in Denver, they go up 2-1, and they get themselves set up to go to the Western Conference Finals.
My Pacers better win tonight because they take advantage of Garland being out if he's out again. And DeAndre Hunter, it's unfortunate because you want to beat the team when they're at their best. But when you can beat a team, you take them down, however they're coming out with the starting lineup.
And so. The NHL playoffs have been fantastic as well.
Really
tonight
good.
You have the Maple Leafs and the Panthers. Toronto leads this series 2-0. Florida, of course, the Stanley Cup champions from last year. The Stars and the Jets game two. Dallas actually leads the series 1-0 as the Stars come into this red hot after knocking off your Avalanche, Drew.
Yep.
In game seven.
That was unfortunate.
So that is what's trending. And we did mention the Advent Health 400, which Drew will be at. We had Kyle Larson on yesterday to give you a little primer.
Yeah. If you want to listen to the conversation, it's on our podcast page.
Drew, what time are you getting out there, Drew?
On Sunday or...
Sunday. I know you're going to go the whole weekend, but...
On Sunday, so the race is around 2-ish. The fact that I live right by there is great. I can walk out. I'll probably walk. I don't even have to drive. I can walk out there at 12:30, probably.
But will you tailgate? Because earlier the text time was hard on you because of the no tailgating at baseball. Which,
yeah.
This town we tailgate. I tailgated my high school graduation.
I don't have a problem with
tailgating. Tailgate every time.
I'm not going to tailgate.
NASCAR is a big tailgating thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's campers already all set up. My wife just texted me that she can hear the cars. They're
really?
They're practicing probably with ARCA or with the trucks.
Oh, you can go crazy on that.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to the ARCA race tonight, so I'm very excited. I can't get enough of it when it's here. I can't get enough of it, of NASCAR. So, yeah.
That is how Drew will spend his Mother's Day. Which is fine. Your mother's not here.
Yeah, I mean, if my mom was here, I mean, she'd love to come to the race. She'd love to go. She's not the biggest NASCAR person, but
you take mom to brunch and then to the race.
Yeah, I'm intrigued to see how busy it is because of it being Mother's Day. Because the Royals are playing as well in town, and all of that kind of coming together. It's going to be gorgeous outside.
Being 2:00, you have brunch with mom or maybe dinner after the race. I think people can get it in.
I'm intrigued to see what the weather's like, because this is the first time that it's been on this weekend, the race at Kansas. Normally, it would have been this past weekend when the race was here, since I've moved here at least. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
But the Kansas City Royals, as mentioned earlier, Jake Eisenberg on the voice of the Royals at 10:30. About just how hot this team is playing. And again, it goes back to something you were even talking about yesterday, Logan. Who cares who you're beating them? You're just beating them. Because at the end, we don't care. Because
exactly.
These games do matter. The April games, the May games, they do matter. Because you can look at last year's standing when they finished one game ahead of the Mariners to make the playoffs. Those games actually mattered. And the comeback win the Royals had last year against the Mariners turned out to be a pretty important game.
Just beat the teams on your schedule, man. That's all it takes. And if you win more than you lose, you put yourself in a great spot. And that's where the Royals sit right now. And it's the manner in which they've done it, right? Yeah, you had this whole stretch, this 15 to 17 games is sort of sandwiched with you play the Rockies in Colorado, who are a terrible baseball team. You get a sweep there. And you finish it up with the Chicago White Sox for 4 days here at Kauffman, and you sweep them. But you also played two postseason teams from a year ago in the Houston Astros and the Baltimore Orioles, both of which are off to slow. I mean, the Astros are sort of eh at the moment. They're hovering around 500, and the Orioles have been completely and utterly disappointing.
And the Red Sox 2019, still a good team. But if you beat the Red Sox, people look at the record, not the same Red Sox. Well, it's still beating the Red Sox.
It's still beating the Red Sox. And you also beat the Tampa Bay Rays, who before that series against the Royals were hovering around 500 themselves. So it's just a manner of the way in which they've done it and the way that they've won 15 of these 17 games. They've done it in a variety of ways. They've won high scoring games in which the pitching wasn't entirely there. They've won it in blowout fashion. They've won it in tight matchups. They've won it by holding on for dear life in the ninth, and they've won it by coming back in the ninth. Now, the comeback win in the ninth required somebody taking it off the dome and Michael A. Taylor, a former Royal, airmailing a ball into left field, but a win's a win. W's a W.
Good teams find a way to win.
Starting
Bad teams
pitching
find a way to lose.
Exactly. Strong pitching. Starting pitching, I should say. Outstanding relief pitching from a variety of guys. I mean, even Chris Stratton struck out two in his one inning of work yesterday, and he's arguably been the Royals' worst pitcher here through the first 6-8 weeks of the season. And then the lineup. We talked about it earlier. They're hitting up over 300 in May now as a team through the first week of the week of the month. Just win games, man. Just beat who's in front of you. I don't care who it is.
Well, sometimes you have to. And by the way, Drew, I don't know if you saw the latest NFL news for contracts. You know, everybody signing their contract. How about a guaranteed contract now in the second round? Jaden Higgins with the Houston Texans. One of their non-KC guys they drafted, as they drafted three in this past draft. The rookie wide receiver at Iowa State. A guaranteed contract for a second rounder. First rounders, it's guaranteed. You haven't seen a second rounder being guaranteed. Is this a thing to come for the NFL? I think once this is out there, Pandora's box has now been open. Guess what you're going to start doing? Guaranteed contracts for second rounders.
There's a precedent now, right? It had never happened before. Now that it has, you'll see it happen more often. He's an early second round pick, right? A guy that a lot of people...
He went 34.
A lot of people gave him a first-round grade, right? I mean, he slipped a little bit. I think you are going to begin to see this happen more and more. The NFL's got more money than it's ever had before, right? The salary cap continues to just explode every single year. And if the Texans or the Chiefs or whoever has a pick of this nature and they feel strongly in this guy's ability, then why not? I mean, you solidify the guy there for four guaranteed years. You're going to pay him that money anyway. And if he's there for the entirety of the 4 years, you make it a guarantee. You give your guy a little bit more confidence.
Like, you're not getting the fifth year guarantee.
We believe in you a little bit. And Jaden Higgins is a strong receiver. I mean, he's a big bodied guy. I love his fit with the Houston Texans. I can't believe I'm sitting here having to, you know, say nice things about a guy who played football at Iowa State.
But got Jalen Noel, too.
Here we are. It's an unfortunate situation for me, but this is the first time we've ever seen it. I guarantee it won't be the last.
It's been open now.
Yeah.
Once he did this, it's pretty much NFL teams.
It's one this year. We might see two or three guys in the second round get guaranteed contracts next year, and then pretty soon we might see the entirety of the first two rounds of this draft begin to receive guaranteed contracts.
And then before long, you'll start seeing third rounders start to get guaranteed contracts as well.
Which is fine with me. I don't care.
I mean,
give the players their money.
I was going to say, I think if you're going forward, obviously, like them getting guaranteed money after their first contract is up to the player, obviously, in that situation. But I think all draft picks should get guaranteed money in the first round. It just changes based on the round you're in. Like, you earned it. You deserved it. We're selecting you for a reason.
And in fairness, teams do get that fifth year on you in the first round.
Here's the market value for a round five pick. This is what you're going to get. You're going to see every single penny of it because that's the way that things go. I think that's only fair. If you get drafted, that should be a part of it. Your contract is fully guaranteed, regardless of whether it's round 1 through 7. Of course, the money will be different, but you get every single penny of what that contract you sign is going to be for.
Drew, the text line is inviting you to come by their tailgates.
Yeah.
There's one here. He's got food and drinks for you. I don't know if you're writing this down, but they're on the edge of the campground, more towards the Urban Outfitters side of the campground. You've been invited there. Someone's going out tonight with their daughter to the ARCA race. I didn't see any invite for you on that one, but you are being invited to some things.
Well, I've already got tickets, so I'm planning on going to ARCA tonight anyways. But
well, you can stop by a tailgate party.
Yeah.
Text line's inviting you.
I know. I was going to say, I'll make a note, and if I can swing by, I'll definitely make it. I think it's a good way. I mean, growing up, I never went to cup races growing up. We always would go to, you mentioned the Busch Series, Logan.
Yeah.
When it was the Busch Series, before it became Nationwide and Xfinity, it was the Busch Series. We'd go to the Busch Series races at an Indy Raceway Park because we couldn't go to the Brickyards. So it's a good way to experience it for a cheaper price. NASCAR already is on the more lenient side of ticket costs anyways compared to other pro sports. So very fan-friendly experience. So,
and you can bring your own beer.
Somebody also mentioned that it's the beginning of the Monarchs home opening weekend. So Legends is going to be
popping.
Is going to be booming tonight. And again,
that's good. I like this area to do well. I like all these areas to do well.
I mean, yeah. It's also, again, going back to briefly the downtown stadium thing, it's not downtown, but having the Legends right there for people who travel in, you also got the casino over there for those who go to the racetrack and stuff like that. It's a nice area to have a racetrack at or to have a Monarchs game at. Like, you go to the game, you can go hang out at a spot afterwards, you can go walk around the Legends area before the game or a race, but whatever the case is, there's things to do around the racetrack itself. You can also eat at Chili's, Bink, which one of your hot spots. So
it is. It's third most attended restaurant in the country.
My wife's a big Chili's fan.
I like Chili's.
She gets that.
You guys used to tease me about Chili's. I love it.
The appetizer with like the Southwest egg roll things, whatever those are called. I was never much of a Chili's guy growing up, to be honest. I'm a big Olive Garden guy.
Texas Roadhouse passed Olive Garden.
Yeah, man.
They took over the number one seed.
Texas Roadhouse is strong.
The rolls, man. The rolls.
The little beef tips, mashed potatoes, little brown gravy. And I recommend for anybody.
You got the order ready to go.
I recommend for anybody. If you're looking for a side at Texas Roadhouse, get the chili. You ever had the chili at Texas Roadhouse?
I have not.
It's phenomenal, dude. It's so good.
I actually think the chili at Wendy's is underrated.
I've never had the chili at Wendy's before. That's an interesting.
My wife loves the chili at Wendy's.
You can buy it at grocery stores.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They sell it. I bought it.
Somebody said they're not going until the tenders get changed back. Chili's? The crispers are like like one of the hot commodities there.
Chili's doesn't do chicken strips?
No, they do. They're called crispers. I don't know if they changed. Apparently, they might have. I don't know if this.
Yeah, somebody said they're not going back until the chicken tenders get changed. Changed back to what?
As far,
the way they were before?
Here, Logan, far as those rolls at Texas Roadhouse, they'll sell them for holidays, like Thanksgiving, Christmas. You have to go early, but they're open early because they usually, it's just, you know, lunch or kind of dinner type place. They'll actually open early just to sell you the rolls. Very good price on them, too.
I'm not a big bread guy. I know that's a weird one. I don't eat a lot of bread. I have trouble with it. Pasta, I'm good with. But, like, I don't know. Something about, like bread, I just can't.
Pretzel bread's good. Underrated. Drew at a tailgate party. Make it happen.
Like, I have nothing wrong with. There's nothing wrong with tailgates. I just don't normally. It's hard to tailgate with a sedan as your vehicle.
Somebody just recommended getting the chili at Waffle House.
Okay.
I didn't even know Waffle House made chili.
I've been there many times, never had their chili.
Get the waffle. Get the All American Classic. Get it smothered, covered, and chunked, baby. Chili at Waffle House is crazy.
But it's good.
I'm already getting sweat and hair in my food. The last thing I need is sweat and hair in my chili.
Do you know in the Atlanta area they actually have a Waffle House beer?
Really?
One of the Atlanta brewers. Yeah, you can't buy it like at the Waffle House, but they collaborated with a brewer to have a Waffle House like breakfast type beer.
Hmm. Interesting.
Speaking of beer, 1 o'clock. What are we having, Drew?
Oh, we have some stuff in the fridge back here. That's all we got. I didn't bring anything. You didn't bring anything. Logan didn't bring anything. We have what we have, and that's, I'll have to check.
So I got a Red Bull. It's like if somebody just wanted to bring a bottle of vodka. That seems like a terrible idea for everybody involved.
It's your first energy drink in a long time, too.
Yeah, I haven't had an energy drink in probably 5 years.
There might be some whiskey back in the
that sounds like 1 o'clock's gonna be fun.
And in the show office. So.
Talk some Chiefs.
I'm going to finish this Red Bull and not sleep for 3 days.
Yeah, that's tough.
Talk some Chiefs, have an energy drink, get some beer, have some whiskey.
Dude, I'm so...
Rob. We had to invite Rob.
I need to convince Cody to go to a NASCAR race, too, because Cody's never been to one. Alex has. He said he sat. He said he got a pit pass. It's not.
To me, that's the way to do it, though.
No, Bink. To me, I don't want to go to a nat. Like we get blessed all the time with being able to go and cover events and do different things for the station and all of that stuff. I don't want to go to a NASCAR race to cover it. Like, it'd be cool to interview the drivers and all that stuff, but I feel like I want to just enjoy it as a normal, regular individual. I want to be able to go to the race, bring my Royals backpack cooler, have a couple of drinks, have some snacks, and just enjoy the race with everybody else out in the crowd. There's just something about it that is so much fun, and I feel like that experience is outstanding. Our guy James got tickets. He said he's never been to a race before. So, from the 913, I agree with this to some extent. Go to the fall race, not the spring one, a better outcome with the playoffs. Last year, though, in the spring race, closest finish in NASCAR history.
In all fairness, this is kind of the one to go to because you're going to be dealing with the NFL in the fall.
Yeah, but Bink, the Bengals were, I don't even remember who, I think they were playing the Panthers that weekend. They won the game. I did not check my phone one single solitary time for any score on that Sunday because I was at the race.
I don't believe that.
You can ask my wife. I was at the race and I was enjoying the race, soaking in the race. I barely looked at my phone.
I believe him.
I know that you think the NFL is king, which it is.
It is.
But there are some things that if you're in the moment, you have to enjoy the moment and not be checking your phone for a football score.
It's true. I had to do that for my own wedding.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My wife decided.
Fall wedding?
My wife decided we would get married in the fall. Obviously, anybody who's ever gone through wedding preparation knows that I had no choice in that matter.
Your anniversary is always during football season.
I tried.
Too.
She wanted to get married outdoors. Summer's too hot. Winter's too cold. It was a spring or a fall thing. Yep. And she decided on the fall. So we found a venue we loved. We booked the date. And about 3 months later, the Iowa football schedule came out, and it turned out we were getting married during the Iowa-Iowa State game.
Wow.
1 o'clock kick. Wedding was at 3. So
wow.
I missed the entire second half of the Iowa-Iowa State game. And to be honest with you, in the moment, it didn't bother me one bit. I didn't even have a chance to think about it. And after the wedding was over, we walked back down the aisle after we said I do, and we walked back into the venue because, again, like I said, we got married outside, and I had my cousin waiting in the venue, and she walks up to me, and she goes, "Hey, Hawks won," and I was like, "Great. This day couldn't get any better." That's all I needed to know. My favorite part of the whole story is that while we were outside taking photos before the wedding, right, with family and friends and all the things you do before a wedding, my dad had brought, like, a massive speaker outside and had connected his phone to the Bluetooth and was playing the radio broadcast of the Iowa-Iowa State game. And so we're
very
listening.
Very resourceful family.
Yes, we were listening to the game while we were taking pictures. Well, after we were done, everybody went back inside to get ready for the ceremony. And so they are seating guests and everything. We're all up in, like, the groomsmen and the suites and everything. None of us realized that my dad's phone was still connected to the Bluetooth. So the people that were attending our wedding were being serenaded by the sights and sounds of the Iowa-Iowa State football game as they were being taken to their seats, which I got plenty of compliments on that was the most on-brand thing for my wedding possible, is that they all had to sit there and listen to the third quarter of the Iowa-Iowa State game before our wedding started.
That would be tough for you because it's always tough when you're invited to a wedding in the fall.
Yeah.
Like making decisions, like how much do I really like this person? It's decisions you have to make. No, seriously, you do. I know somebody getting married in the fall, and I didn't recommend it.
Yeah, but Bink, again, I think it's a joke with, like, the fall wedding thing. It's if you get married in the fall, people are like, "Oh yeah, no, why are you getting married in fall?" And it's like, yeah, sure, I'd prefer to not get married when such and such is on, whatever. But if it's your wedding, I mean,
but if it's your wedding, you have a choice.
Look, Bink.
You do.
Depends on who your wife is.
Do you? I mean, do you really have, like, you can make a suggestion. And I'm sure you don't even need to make a suggestion. I'm sure Logan's.
We'll make a suggestion. I'm not getting married.
I'm sure. I'm sure Logan's wife knew that it was football season, obviously.
100%.
When they'd be getting 100%. Married. But if she really wanted it in the fall for a variety of reasons, then Logan's not going to say no to that. Like,
I had to go to a wedding last year on Black Friday, day after Thanksgiving. Ooh. Black Friday wedding. And for anybody who follows Iowa or Nebraska football, that's the day of the Iowa-Nebraska game. Black Friday.
Chiefs had a game that day.
Where was the wedding at?
The wedding was downtown.
Okay.
Downtown Kansas City.
Yeah.
This is not a joke. This is 100% a true story. I was watching the Iowa-Nebraska football game on my phone during the ceremony. And I don't feel bad about it.
And you shouldn't.
I don't think that's...
I'll go to your wedding. I absolutely will go to your wedding, but I'm going to watch the game.
I may not go. And you're getting a damn toaster.
Somebody from the 913 says, Bink is such a man for skipping weddings for football.
No, a lot of people have to make the decision.
Jeez,
and you're going there, and you have to question, how much does she really love you if she's getting marrying you on a football day? Because that's testing your loyalty.
From the top rope, 816, marriage is forever. Mid-tier Iowa football is temporary.
That is unbelievable. Ooh, whoa.
Logan.
That was an uncalled-for stray, I have to say.
Let's give Logan some time to take the arrow out of his chest, you know?
That hurts.
All right, timeout. That was a lot of fun. But hey, guess what? Major League Baseball might be having a good idea. Something I haven't said in a long time. We'll do that next. And welcome back. We're getting closer and closer to happy hour. Jay Binkley, Lou Weber, Drew Nixon producing the operation. Do you miss Cody and Gold?
I mean, I've enjoyed your guys' company, but
thank you.
Sure. You know, I
can't blame him. He wants his boys back.
I mean, it'd be good to have him back. But also,
with them?
No, not much, no.
Zooming?
Oh, no, I haven't FaceTimed them or anything like that, no.
Ask how the wedding was. It was a Thursday wedding, right?
Yeah, the wedding was yesterday afternoon, from what I understand.
It's an interesting time to have a wedding.
Yeah.
That is an interesting
one. But it's the off-season, so, yeah.
From everything that it seems like, the weather is nice out there and everything. Like, I didn't know Nick at all, former producer Nick at all.
Obviously.
Obviously. So, congrats
to
him.
You only pipped him.
Congrats to him. I'm sure that Alex and Cody have had a very good time. I'm sure there's bound to be a story in some way, shape, or form from the entire wedding week that they'll have on Monday. I guarantee there's something that had to have happened.
Who was the first person, Cody or Alex, to put their tie on their head and dance at the reception?
Oh, Cody, 100%, I think. Alex, I mean, even from Rob's wedding.
Rob's wedding, we saw plenty of that.
Yeah,
on we mark off different things you see at weddings. It was
Gold wasn't out there on the dance floor like that, though, if I remember.
You were, man. You were tearing it up.
Oh, yeah. I always have a fun time at weddings.
When was that? Do you remember? Is that
summertime of last year?
Is that a summer?
It's about a year ago. Okay. I think it was May.
Mm.
I believe it was May, Bink. It might have been.
They're still
June.
Together.
I don't remember. You and this stuff, man.
Bink, where are we going here?
I'm just saying.
Bink thinks that everybody's bound to. Bink in his deep in his mind.
Analytics, national average.
He also might just vocally tell you, like he's told me multiple times, that you're going to get divorced, Logan, is basically what Bink has told me multiple times.
The odds are that will happen.
Well, obviously, we hope that we're not in the odds, you know?
I'm just saying what the odds are.
Yeah, all right.
It's a pessimistic
we
point deal of
with
view
stats
there.
And stuff.
Yeah, for you to get no for Rob to get married, and then for you to I don't know when the first time you said it was, but a few weeks later, a month later, he's gonna get divorced anyways. It's okay. A month in or a couple months in, like relax.
I think I said it to him before.
Before,
I think I did. So I was on MLB.com today. You ever go there? Your little website?
Yeah,
behind
absolutely.
NFL.com. It's not as fun. But they're getting better. They're getting better at their website. So I see this thing on MLB.com. It's like, oh, they finally get it. They want to promote their stars. We all know that most major league stars can walk around wherever they're at on the road and people don't know who they are, right? Unless you're like a Giancarlo Stanton, you know, that kind of stands out from everybody
right.
else, or an Aaron Judge that would stand out from everybody. Most major league players can come and go as they please. I remember when Zach Greinke was a free agent one of the times. He was out visiting San Francisco. He said he could walk the streets or whatever. No one knew who he was.
Yeah.
He's just one of those guys. But Major League Baseball has always been behind the eight ball. You know, starting the season in Japan at 6 a.m. I didn't think it was one of their best ideas, to be honest with you. So one of the ideas I've always had was, because we are in 2025 now, and you can have access to things quickly on your phone, I was getting Adam Schefter text yesterday about the Pope.
Yeah.
And it was because of ESPN Plus that I have. So I was getting things that, like a tweet, but they're not, but they're alerts from Adam Schefter, several of them, that we have a new Pope. That came from my NFL insider. So technology's there, clearly. Well, my thing with Major League Baseball was, take a handful of players. You can pick three, call the pick three or whatever you want, and you can want, you get an alert on your phone whenever that player is at the plate. Like, let's say it's Bobby Witt Jr. You're at the dinner with somebody, you're hanging out. Oh, Bobby's up, and you watch it. You buy the subscription for it, and boom, you can see Bobby Witt Jr. at the plate, which I think would be fun. It'd be a way to promote stars in Major League Baseball for them to have this accessible for people to be able to follow their players because there's so many games. So people obviously go do other things and don't sit and watch every single game.
Wait, so you're telling me that in this situation, I would have to subscribe for Major League Baseball to promote their stars. I have to pay for something?
Well, that's the way things are going now.
I think it's a if you want more, like, because
with TV you have to buy the package.
I get it, but with ESPN Plus, it's more access.
But you got to pay for it.
No, I understand that, but I shouldn't have to pay money for you to market the
and
second best
your stars.
For you to market the best players in your sport. If I want to know about everybody, if I want to follow all the Major League Baseball deep, like in the cut, I want to know about the pipeline. I want to know about the guys who are on the 40-man roster, but who are on the bench and off the bench. If I have to pay to get access to that and all of that information, fine. I shouldn't have to subscribe to get notifications or to be able to watch Bobby Witt Jr. taking a bat if I'm in anywhere other than Kansas City and I want to see Bobby Witt because I want to see one of the best players in all of baseball. I think that's, you're not necessarily, I mean, it's greed, I guess, in a way too, but you're marketing it the wrong way, I think, if you're forcing
I just think it's
a start.
You're already charging people to watch games. For an out-of-market team, you want to watch, say you're an Arizona Diamondbacks fan, you want to watch all the games, you have to buy the package to get every Arizona Diamondbacks game. Well, Drew, you're in luck. Because MLB.com, I hadn't noticed this before, maybe because I hadn't looked for it, but right there on the front of their website is suggested follows. And it's got certain players like Otani, Aaron Judge, Bobby Witt Jr., Juan Soto, Bryce Harper, Paul Skenes. Better add Kyle Schwarber to this. He is on a 43-game on base streak as he's on base again today. But here's the deal, Drew, and this is free. You don't have to pay for it. You follow your favorite MLB players to stay updated on their recent and upcoming performances. Watch highlights and track their stats. Now, I've never done this before because I hate getting emails because I'm sure you're going to get spammed a million times about new era hats because that's what baseball does. But you can sit there and say, oh, Bobby had four hits yesterday. Let me go back and watch all those hits. This is free, Drew. This is free to go do this through email so you can take your stars you want to see and, quote, follow them, MLB.com. I think it's a brilliant idea. I think watching real time is better. But to get it in your email, in your inbox, what your favorite players did, I think that's a start.
Yeah, but I don't want to poo-poo the idea, but
you're crapping all over it.
Why should I have to get an email about how Bobby Witt did when I can just look on ESPN and it's there and ESPN already puts up the best plays for free? Like, I don't need to get an email. I don't need another email. Hey, did you see what Bobby Witt did yesterday? Actually, I did. I already looked up on YouTube the highlights of the game.
Well, you know it because he's here.
You know?
But like, what want Bryce Harper or Juan Soto or Kyle Schwarber, if you're following the on-base streak that he's got going on.
All you got to do is type their name in on Twitter. And you can see every at-bat. This is small potatoes. This is not solving the marketing issues that Major League Baseball has.
Well, they've got issues.
They play 162 games a year, and their faces are always shown. And yet, you probably couldn't pick more than 50 or 60 players in Major League Baseball out of a lineup. That is the problem, is other than Shohei Ohtani, what Major League Baseball players are you seeing on commercials consistently? Like, Mike Trout did Subway commercials for a little while, but that's like it. Bryce Harper is not doing a bunch of commercials, not national ones anyway. Bobby Witt Jr. is not doing a bunch of national commercials. They have an identity crisis in Major League Baseball. People, I mean, for the NFL to be a sport in which a player's face is covered quite literally the entire time they're on the field, and there are still more players in the National Football League that are more easily recognizable than Major League Baseball, is an issue. It's an issue.
Is baseball tonight still a show?
I watch Quick Pitch on MLB Network.
Okay. Well, is baseball tonight on?
I think ESPN kind of scaled back their MLB coverage. That's why MLB was mad at them and going to a different partner because they scaled back. But MLB Quick Pitch on MLB Network is brilliant.
Yeah, it's on MLB Network.
I understand. I think that's part of my point where if you not everybody has MLB Network. And I think MLB Network does a fantastic job of...
Yeah, the big inning they have where they're showing a bunch of games at once. Perfect.
I think MLB does a really nice job of the network itself that covers the league does an outstanding job of talking about all of the stars, all the ins and outs and everything like that. But you have to, again, it doesn't come with your TV subscription. Like ESPN comes with the traditional, like you don't have to, like there's levels to it, of course, like there's anything else, but you have to get... You have to pay the extra $8 on YouTube TV or whatever it is to get it, Bink. Like, you have to pay the extra package to get it. You have to pay the extra $100 for MLB TV for the entire season to watch that team play if you're not in that market or in that area. So it's just, I think, everybody talks about sports conversation. Well, what's the biggest thing in sports? It's really never a baseball topic. Like, I mean, Bink, they're throughout
you can
the
say, hey, guess what's in my inbox?
You know, if Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce got engaged, it's a bigger story on SportsCenter than a baseball story is. And baseball's in season right now.
That's probably true.
It would be a bigger story, which, not that that's, we know the NFL's king, but the fact that you're getting a marriage proposal and an engagement announcement over something that's happening in your sport to a star player is a problem.
Well, I just subscribed you, Drew, with your work email to about 6 different MLB players.
Okay.
So you can follow what they're doing in upcoming
I mean, it depends
series.
On who they are. I already follow it. Every now and then I'll hop on the ESPN app and say, oh, how's Manny Machado doing? Because I like Manny Machado. How's Shohei doing?
I put that on your list.
And I'll say... On top of it, talking about the issues that Major League Baseball has. And this is an issue that does not just include Major League Baseball, because the NBA has a similar problem, is their marketing and promotion within themselves and within the major sports media markets is that you're only promoting the major markets, right? When ESPN is only showing highlights of the Dodgers, Yankees, and Mets and Red Sox, the Royals have won 15 of their last 17 games, when ESPN, when SportsCenter and Stephen A. Smith and whoever the hell is talking about the Lakers and the Celtics and the Knicks, when the Oklahoma City Thunder have won 68 games, you lose credibility. If all you want to talk about is the big markets, the other markets don't give a damn.
I'm glad you brought that up, because today on First Take, they were talking about the Lakers. They're not in the playoffs. Why are we talking about them? It's the market thing. Like, we're not even talking about the Pacers aren't getting any conversation. That's if you want to quote unquote grow the sport, you have to talk about everybody that's good in the sport, even if it is a smaller market team like the Thunder. People who have FanDuel Sports Network get the Royals. You also technically get the Oklahoma City Thunder as well. Smaller market team, one of the best records in the NBA. Cleveland, smaller market team. Barely anybody talks about them because LeBron's not on there anymore, but they record wise were the best team in the NBA this year. I think the same, it goes for baseball as well. I like that you brought that up, Logan, because the promotion of the sports, it does in the NFL, it doesn't matter the market size because the NFL is big no matter what, wherein, you know, baseball and basketball, even the games that are on national television, like if the Mets and Yankees stunk, they would still put the Mets and Yankees on national television because they're the Mets and the Yankees. Regardless of who,
and that's where they don't get it. That's where Major League Baseball doesn't get it. This whole everything, not only sports, but just everything's about marketing and how can you market your sport, the TikTok videos and everything else. That's why Chili's is sitting there as the third best restaurant in the country. But why? They're marketing.
Yeah.
They've gone crazy with marketing. They've been sponsoring some NASCAR cars.
Those baby back ribs, baby.
They've been doing that. Drew's seen that. He saw the Chili's car.
Oh, yeah.
You know, out here racing. And it's doing it. And NASCAR does a great job of it because they put a correlation to the advertiser on the car, and NASCAR fans purchase said products to be loyal to what their driver has on their car. It does happen. For Major League Baseball, just to do anything, like, oh, yeah, there's my inbox. How'd Soto do yesterday? How'd Bryce Harper do? How'd Paul Skeens do? When's he pitch next? You know, to get just information, I think it's good, but it's how you market your sport. These other sports need more. NFL doesn't because they have it. They've got it. They have the attention. They have it. But the other sports need the marketing. We've seen businesses do it. And businesses do it well.
Yep.
The ones that market their product well, Applebee's had to close a lot of their restaurants, right? Weren't doing well. But guess what? They start doing well because they sponsored college football playoffs and did a lot of things. And they're out there. They're out there in the marketing world.
To the text line's point, somebody had said they just need somebody that's marketable. And there's a lot of stars, but like you could make a case. And I know, Logan, you follow the WNBA a little bit. You could argue the WNBA does a better job at marketing the league from a national perspective than Major League Baseball does.
100%, because they got Caitlin Clark.
And Caitlin Clark obviously is
the person to market.
Correct. But I mean, even from like the commercials, I mean, even like Asia Wilson, like Caitlin Clark's not in the Asia Wilson commercial, but there's an Asia Wilson commercial.
Sabrina Ionescu's got a great one too.
It gets you fired up for women's basketball, where Major League Baseball, like, it doesn't.
Say that again.
It gets you fired up for women's basketball.
Don't be a hater, Bink.
No, I'm just saying.
Don't be a hater, Bink.
I've really never heard anybody say that.
I'm the wrong guy to have in a conversation about the WNBA being bad.
So am I. The WNBA is doing a better job.
You guys aren't rocking out to it every night.
I watched every Indiana Fever game last year.
Well, I can see you doing it because of Caitlin.
I watched every Iowa women's basketball game for probably the last 7 or 8 years.
Caitlin, though.
Yes.
The fact that
WNBA, you'd watch it before her?
Oh, what? The WNBA, not as much. I thought you were talking about Iowa women's basketball.
No, I was watching Iowa women's basketball when
Megan Gustafson and Kathleen Doyle were playing.
But WNBA, you probably didn't tell Caitlin.
Not as much, no. But if there was a game on national television, and say it was Diana Taurasi and the Phoenix Mercury playing against, you know, Elena Deladon when she was playing. I would tune in and watch some of those games for sure.
That's when you go get married.
You want to know what the biggest issue Major League Baseball has? And this is not going to surprise anybody, but I'm going to share my opinion. You want to get more people to watch your sport? You want to get more people to be invested in your sport? Level the damn playing field. Stop it with the payroll. Stop it with the payroll.
That also is part
of it. Stop it. Stop the Dodgers having over $1 billion in payroll and being able to make deferred payments, paying money that doesn't exist yet.
Or the Mets payroll.
To Shohei Ohtani. Meanwhile, the Tampa Bay Rays have $40 million on their roster. Like, stop it. Level the playing field. Create a salary floor, a salary cap, whatever it is.
You mean like
in
the
a similar
NFL
fashion
does?
Of, I don't know, every other professional sport
like
that exists in North America?
I think you'd be, somebody said, wait, people actually watch women's hoops. I think you'd be surprised at how many people watch.
I disagree.
Women's hoops.
How many times do you get text on the NFL from your friends? Probably quite a bit. College football?
Because I've got friends who follow.
How many WNBA texts do you have from your friends?
Not very many, but they. But
my point.
But no, Bink, that doesn't mean they're not watching. Bink, you can look at the numbers. There is a seriously high influx of, like, the amount of that ratings have gone up is like, is hand over fist compared to what it used to be. And it really is single handedly because of Caitlin Clark, but. I mean, if more people are paying attention to women's basketball, particularly the WNBA, than many other things that are available. And the fact that they have their season during the summertime makes it even better. Not to say they're going toe to toe with Major League Baseball, but there's a lot. If there is a Caitlin Clark game on television,
the finals average 1.2 million viewers. Patrick Mahomes brushing his teeth would have more than that.
But Bink, that's the NFL.
NASCAR averages just over double that. You know, I'm talking about NASCAR this and NASCAR that.
They outdrew Formula One same weekend.
Great.
I know
that. The WNBA outdrew the NBA. Caitlin Clark outdrew the NBA. People watch it.
Besides Caitlin.
Okay.
I think now that but this is the thing. Caitlin is the one person who is like the leader in this. Then we'll get to a random question. Caitlin, in my opinion, is the one person that is she's the one that everybody's captured onto for good reason, because she's damn good. But the fact that you also have coming up at the same time, it's not like there's like people know women's basketball players now. There's more star power in women's college basketball. There has been more star power in women's college basketball than in men's college basketball terms of recognizable names.
Nobody watched the NBA before Bird and Magic showed up.
How many WNBA name players could you name, Drew?
I mean, the list is longer than you might think. I don't want to take up too much more time.
You don't know anybody.
Sabrina Ionescu, Asia Wilson, Elena Deladon,
Caitlin Clark, Aaliyah Boston.
I would leave with that one.
Sophie Cunningham. Shout out to
Sophie Cunningham. Absolutely. Lexi Hull.
New member of the Indiana Fever.
your hometown team.
I named one person, and he named the other one. I named two from.
I could name one
from the New York Liberty.
Angel Reese.
Angel Reese is another one.
Haley Van Lith just got drafted. Paige Beckers was the number one overall pick. Cold.
And guess what? Juju Watkins is maybe better than Caitlin Clark is at basketball.
Whoa.
Maybe.
Take a beat.
Maybe.
Take a beat, Drew.
What's your random question?
I love Caitlin Clark. She's Steph Curry. Juju Watkins might be MJ.
Random question.
Let's not get crazy here.
All right, go ahead. Random question for you guys and the text line, 913-586-7965. Logan and I will just be in our women's basketball corner. You guys can go and just hate on it all you want to, but we'll enjoy.
It'll be a small corner.
We'll enjoy watching the WNBA, and you guys can just suffer and watch the Colorado Rockies play the White Sox.
Bank. Damn right.
You guys go on ahead.
July 4th, series starts in Colorado.
So last night.
The Pope is a White Sox fan.
So I was watching.
Poor guy.
Yeah. I haven't paid any attention to this Pope stuff because it doesn't matter. Anyways, last night I was out of nowhere quoting Disney movies with my wife. And I was like, you know what? I'm a big Disney person. I'm like a kid at heart. Favorite Disney movie? 913-586-7965. Can be old, new, something your kids like, whatever the case is. What is your favorite Disney movie?
None.
And like it has to be like a kid, like a Disney, like a children's, like an animated Disney. Well, movie.
The Rookie was Disney, wasn't it? The Rookie, the Major League Baseball story, The Rookie.
The direction is the animated movie side of things.
That's what I was thinking.
If you like The Rookie,
you like cartoons though, Drew. A lot of people don't like cartoons when they grow up.
I know, but people, that doesn't mean you didn't have a favorite.
But Beavis and Butthead were great.
But
it wasn't Disney.
Like if I never watched a Disney movie again a day in my life, I would still have a favorite.
All right, I have an answer.
Okay.
I wanted clarification because like technically like Marvel is Disney now because Disney seemingly owns everything. My favorite Disney movie growing up was Hercules.
Ooh.
I love that movie.
I feel like Hercules is underrated in the Disney totem
pole. Distance, Roger Bart. That song goes unbelievably hard both times that it is performed in that movie. I absolutely loved it. I still do. It's got like, I know it's mythological, but it's got like historical aspects to it. And I'm a big history nerd. I always, always loved watching Hercules growing up.
This is another good one from a very underrated one. The Rescuers Down Under.
Rescuers. I've never heard of that.
What? You've never? Oh, that one is good. That movie is great. That movie is wonderful. Obviously, Down Under. It's about Australia. It's a really good storyline and plot. I like it. Somebody says Peter Pan, the villain. Actually, if you dig into the, if you dig deep down
Drew,
the rabbit hole,
you
Peter
just
Pan's
went
the
from
villain.
Talking WNBA to Disney movies. What the hell are we doing?
It's the random question.
I'd rather you talk about Bengals.
It's the random question, Bink. I gave you a random question.
Yes.
Out of left field. That's what this is.
The Rookie. That baseball movie.
Yours is The Rookie. Somebody said The Lion King is the goat is goated. Yes. I mean, that obviously is. If you don't have Lion King in your top three.
Yeah.
There's some questions
aside
I have
for from
you.
A 10-minute scene in there when you're 7 years old that absolutely makes you question morality for the first time in your life and scars you for the rest of your existence.
I think I stopped watching
Pun
Disney
intended.
When I was potty trained.
Dad, get up, Dad.
Over the Hedge was I think Over the Hedge was DreamWorks.
Over the Hedge is a DreamWorks. Yeah.
However.
Which again, I think Disney owns DreamWorks now.
So go and you know what that fits in the category. Over the Hedge.
Disney owns Pixar now, right?
Over the Hedge.
They own
fantastic
ESPN
movie.
And they had this little spout.
Disney
with,
owns
my cable provider.
Disney owns everything, bro. They own everything.
Over the Hedge is a all timer. Let's call it Steve. Steve's a pretty name. That's
Open
that
Season.
So good. Open Season.
Open Season's a good one.
My wife loves Open Season.
That's such a good movie.
She quotes it all the time. Somebody says Cars. Bink, you like Cars is great. Shout out to Carson Hocevar who did there's an animation that he did with his social media where instead of it being Lightning McQueen, it's his car that he drives. And there's an animation of him like stepping up to the car. Like he's very good with the social media stuff.
816 say I'm being over the top rude. How am I being rude?
I think you are.
How am I being rude? I just give my opinion. If I don't like something, I'll tell you I don't like it. If I like it, I'll say I like it.
I think you're just uncomfortable with us naming Disney movies and you couldn't care less. Like you're just really irritated at this random question.
I don't like cartoons.
Okay.
I don't. Drew?
Not at any point. Like at one point in your life, you didn't, you liked Disney movies. There wasn't like
before
one movie that you would watch like with your kids where you were like, oh, I can kind of vibe with this one. Right. Like when my niece was little, she was obsessed with
you
the movie Moana.
Okay. I watched Scooby-Doo as well. I guess
I know you do, but that wasn't Disney.
Mary Poppins. Correct. It's a good one.
Mary Poppins is a really good one.
Beavis and Butthead was a great cartoon.
Somebody said Aristocats. That's also a very good one.
Yeah. The Aristocats is solid. Emperor's New Groove. Boys.
That
boys.
One's
specifically
so good.
Cusco.
So good.
Cusco's boys.
1 o'clock hour. Club, what, 965?
Come on, Bing. Quit hating. I didn't even get mine yet. Hang on a second.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. This would be riveting.
101 Dalmatians.
Oh.
The hell are we doing?
It's a good one.
You can go ahead and try
let's drink beer or something. It's 1 o'clock hour.
You can pull my man card all you want to, but I'm a man that loves himself some Disney movies and loves himself some WNBA. You can keep on hating if you want to.
Well, at least they're not hating on me saying booty call. White Sox. Now, how was that conversation worse?
Somebody is, but okay. Anyways, you want to go on and get to the Chiefs short half hour?
What? Chiefs short half hour? We're going to do that again?
I'm sorry.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it.
This is a Friday, you know?
Club 610 is what it used to be called, and it should go back to Club 610, even though it's 96.5.
Oh, the fan club is fitting.
All right. Fan club, fun stuff next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.